possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yes, this is Ask Me Anything with John Ritchie and James Seltzer. We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp. Driven by Forest River RV by Camping World RV Sales Service Parts and Accessories. Back to the phones in a couple minutes. Remember, you can call them with a color in a title to win the ticket to see Norfolk State versus Delaware State. I'm going to start off again with, this is, you know, Joe will be back next week for AMA, one of my two times to get to AMA, so I'm going to start out with a question again, and it is for Rhea Hughes.
Oh.
Rhea, did you enjoy having to take an umbrella to go to the bathroom this break? I look out and I see you coming out with the umbrella. I'm like, it just looks so silly.
It does look very silly, but it is pouring. But the thing that I'm worried about are these metal stairs.
No, I get it.
I am deathly afraid of slipping and falling in the mud.
Oh, that would have been way worse.
It's a fear.
And now I will say, it is, you reminded me of something I saw last night that is one of my favorite things in the world. When your child falls and doesn't hurt themselves, it can be very funny.
Oh, it's hysterical. Oh, it's very funny.
There is no maybe greater sense of shared humor between Emily and I than watching Zoe just.
And they fall all the time. It's like pet falls.
Oh, and
all
last
the time.
Night, like, she was all annoyed. She's like, I'm coming. And she ran right at me and slipped and went right down. And it was like 20 minutes left. And it was so great. All right. What do we got today, Danny?
We are so horrible parents.
Yes, yes. She was fine.
All right, got a couple questions for you. Really good answers on Twitter this week. So I'm going to read off a few of them. The first one is, with the success of the Joe versus Jack athletic competition, would Richie and Seltzer ever consider competing if another host were to challenge them live on the air?
Real quick, success. Are we sure about success? What are we judging success?
Defined by this listener
I'm joking. No, I can't believe how many people have cared about the Jack and Joe thing, and it's
astonishing.
It is astonishing, so I agree.
The amount of people who ask me about it, I'm like, really?
I've used up my body.
Yeah, that, and I think that's
There's
fair.
There's no more running yeah. and jumping.
And me. As I think we know, I'm much more of a chug kind of contest kind of guy.
That's more fun.
But look, I'm yeah. down. I'm down for whatever. That. Yeah, yeah. I'm down for whatever. I enjoy competing, so I'm down for whatever. But I don't... I also, unlike Joe, I do not spout off about, oh, I'm the best athlete at the station. I don't have any reason. I will compete. I'm down.
Jimmy actually
but I'm not,
played
yeah,
sports.
Yeah, in high school. Yeah. Nobody yeah. But like I'll down and compete. I just am not like popping off about like, oh, I'll take you down, Spike. I'm coming for you, buddy. Yeah. What's that?
Jimmy actually played sports. That is a distinction.
It is a distinction.
That is a distinction.
Yeah.
You've got the confidence. You know that you can handle yourself.
I'm competitive. I
think
get into
part
it, yes.
of Joe's thing is he doesn't know. He doesn't know how he compares. And
I
so
agree
now
with
we're,
that.
We're, he's learning.
And well, yeah,
he
and,
is very much unaware of a lot of things about yes. himself.
Ignorance is bliss.
Is bliss. You know what? Yes. It is a truism.
Yes, it is. What's next?
Semi-personal question here that we did really get Ooh. On Twitter. You can check.
Semi-personal.
But,
good.
But it is ask it. Me anything. So I'm going to go
yeah,
for
no,
it.
No, you're right. You're going for the anything part of oh. anything.
Yes.
Good.
Boxers or briefs?
Oh, that's not that personal. That's fine. Boxers, for sure. But like,
do
hard
people still
belief
do
in
briefs?
Boxers. I know. Who wears briefs?
Who has briefs?
Who has briefs?
I don't. I used to wear briefs.
Well, there was
think,
a time we all did, or, you know, some version of, you know, briefs. Yeah.
Well, there was a time where I only wore Speedos also. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, as a kid, you
I can't not, get it out of our mind, John.
I did not have any bathing suits that weren't Speedos.
Unbelievable.
So I was the kid, and I didn't even know it was unusual. You know, like running through the sprinkler and stuff.
John,
I
we
wore
used,
a Speedo when to we run would through be, the sprinkler.
When we were down in Wildwood, you know, during the summer, we would make fun because it was a very French-Canadian thing. Mm-hmm. You're like, what? Yeah. Are those weirdos doing?
Yeah.
Well,
French-Canadian Richie over here.
I have pictures in Florida. We rode a bus from Mechanicsburg to Orlando.
Oh, that had to be horrible.
Good times
a
right there.
A bus of middle schoolers. Ah! And my mom was chaperoning because she
Bless
taught
her heart.
Sixth grade at that middle school. This was a summer
trip. Poor woman.
Yeah, and I got to go. This was, well, anyway, this is the first time I ever boogie boarded, and the pictures are me in a Speedo boogie boarding and then standing on the sand holding the boogie board. It's so unflattering.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a, whatever, 10-year-old child, it's like I should have known better.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, it's true.
You ride the whole way there
mom
in the Speedo?
My mom sure should have known better.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah,
mom, come on.
It's a tough scene. It's a tough scene. Yeah, I don't think so, Dan. That'd be really weird.
That would be really weird. I was wondering Speedo. To what extent he took it here.
Yeah, it's good. So, there we go. What's next?
Last question here. Separate but related questions for each of you here. John, you recently dropped off your daughter at school, the second child. You were openly emotional the first time you did this with your son. Was it any easier the second time around? And for James, how do you envision you will be when this day comes for Zoe?
It was
after you.
I think I got better at it. I was sort of challenged by my daughter who did not want me to be the same. I felt like a total liability in Europe, in Ann Arbor. And they have made fun of me for 2 years now.
So it was, don't do that, Dad. Don't do that, Dad.
Yeah.
You had an edict almost.
It's been 2 years in the making. I knew I had to do better because they were mortified. They were absolutely mortified. Everyone else seemed happy. I was despondent, and I couldn't figure out how to get happy. This time, I really did feel happier. I really did feel like Marlo is my daughter's name. She is so ready for this. And that helped me feel comfortable with all of it. And it was, she was really excited.
Great job. She was
excited.
She's
ready to go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I feel great.
To my portion of that, I will be a puddle of tears. That is, like, I will be inconsolable. I might never recover. That's how I feel about my daughter someday leaving for college.
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't feel like I'm going to recover. Yeah. There's a hole in me that now, like, I'm trying to overlook it.
I
but
imagine.
She's now, it's never going to be the same. Yeah. She's now moved out of our
thanks
home.
Thanks for making, now you're making me feel better about
it's
this.
It's devastating.
I know.
It really is.
I
just
only
have
imagine.
To try to not think about it. It really does crush me.
Yeah.
If I take the time, and like I'm doing now, I don't want to be crushed, but it's crushing.
Yeah.
But it's also it's
beautiful.
Also
it's
the
beautiful.
Right thing.
It's what has to happen.
Yes.
I get it. But it's like then, like even stuff like, you know, she's six now, six and a half, whatever. It's like she wants to be with me. Like she wants to hang out with me. And I know that that's not always going to be the case. I know that we're going to go through time phases where it's like, get away from me. I don't want to hang out. Now she's like, Dad, will you play with me? Will you watch this with me? And it's like,
yes.
Don't ever end. Yes, I will. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, now I'm devastated. Let's shut it down.
Ask me anything with Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie.
I'm going to take a break, too.
You just don't want to think.
I'm going to...
There's the two of you. I'm going to have to console both of you.
I'm going to compose myself during the break. We're going to come back.
So wait and keep that very simple. I told Clark he's going to, you know, school within the city limits.
Yes, well, that, trust me. I'm trying to convince Zoe that
within a half hour.
We need to live next to her somehow. Yes. So I'm laying the groundwork. All right, 215-592-9494. We've got a long segment coming up. We want to talk to as many people as we can on the Phillies and Eagles. And again, your chance to win the tickets. Give us the best movie, book, TV show that has a song, that has a color and a title. There are so many great answers on the board. Best answer is going to win the tickets. And we're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex from 94 WIP's Champ Cam, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. It's the morning show. We're running your calls next. Plus, the broadcast last night, I'm listening, I'm watching the game, and what do I hear? An unexpected name of someone we know and love. Who was it? What'd they say? We'll find out next. It's the morning show.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. Will Philadelphia's QB finally win the award? What about a running back finally winning? Crown your champion in August. Will Philadelphia repeat as champions, or will someone dethrone them? Or parlay your division winner dark horses. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now, because Futures Day is one day and one day only. It's Tuesday, August 26th. FanDuel, play your game.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Are you guys a fan of the song? Because I know a lot of people say they hate it. I love it. I think Sweet Caroline's a great song.
It is, but it's a little bit low key.
Oh, people say they hate it. John, there are a lot of people
who are
like, well, it's not that they, like, I'm sure the first time they heard it, they liked it, but a lot of people who were, like, tired of it. The whole Boston Red Sox part of it.
I think it's a pretty song, but it's a little bit low key to start out with.
Oh, yeah, no. For coming back from break, yeah, Dan Wilson could have.
I was struggling to listen to it.
Yeah, I knew what it was, but I was like, this is really low. Yeah, he could have chosen to go right into the chorus. But yeah. I appreciate the start of the song. It's good work.
I like
there.
The song.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
No, I'm in on it. I think it gets too much hate. Good morning.
I think he needs to come in right here, though.
Yeah. That's where I would have started it. You know, no big deal. Right here. Ba, ba, ba.
How can you not love this?
That's what I'm saying, man.
It's a pick-me-up.
I've never heard it and not been like, oh, this is really cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
But, you know, if you're a Yankees fan, I get it.
Yeah. Well, we're not.
We're not, so we don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Cham Cam, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Coming up this segment, we hear Scott Fransky and Larry Anderson giving a shout-out to someone we love dearly. Who is it? What did they say? That's coming up later this segment. Plus, we'll hear from Rob Thompson. I have not been annoyed by Rob Thompson much lately. This audio from Rob Thompson will annoy you, I think. I think Rhea particularly is going to be annoyed by it.
We'll I know what it's about.
Coming up. And Nick Sirianni on training
camp. I saw that a lot
well.
Of people were really upset with him last night for pulling. And you know me, I'm not exactly the biggest Rob Thompson fan. He was at 96 pitches.
I had zero issues.
Yeah, and the way I'm looking at it, he just lost the real ace.
Oh, you got to be careful with Christopher Sanchez.
Yes, so
remember Sanchez's worst start that he's had was after that complete
exactly.
game.
Exactly. So I was actually okay with it. And Orion's been pitching really well. He had a bad
great.
Game.
He's
got to
trust
game.
His guy in that spot. It's not like he brought Joe Ross into that spot Romano into that spot.
Yeah, if he had put either one of them, then I would have freaked
out.
Then the freak out would have been on. But Orion Kirkren's pitched really well.
Yeah, I didn't have a huge problem with it.
I was impressed with myself with how mature I was at that moment.
I'm proud of you, Rhea. This is unexpected.
Jolly called it the worst managerial move of the year.
What?
Yes.
No, really?
Yes. No, he didn't. No.
He did. Wow. I'll send you the tweet.
Please, Jolly, I love you, pal. That is ridiculous. Fran Rojas, who was on site today, yesterday, kept playing the Jolly garbage drop throughout the show. Paul, garbage with that take
right
that's, there. I am sorry.
Again, like you said, if Romano or anybody else had gone
horrible
in,
take.
You would have been like, okay, that's a bad idea.
You got to trust your guy. Yeah. Kirkring's been great. Now, the question is, do you trust him in October? That's our
There's the question.
That's our Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in the 2025 Armin Chevy Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. What is your level of trust with Orion Kirkring come October? Is it full trust, some trust, or can't trust. We'll check the results later in the show. 215-592-9494 to chime in on the Phillies. The Eagles training camp so far, up and down, your level of concern. Do you feel better or worse about the Eagles after this training camp as it winds down our last day here today? And you can win tickets. See Delaware State and Norfolk State. Mike Vick and Deshaun Jackson squaring off at the Link. Give us the best movie, TV show, book with a color, a song with a color and a title. There's so many great answers.
Who gets to be the home team? I guess that would be Deshaun.
Yes, I think Deshaun is the home team for that one. It is a lot closer, I believe, but he is the home team anyway.
Yeah, okay,
yes,
got it. Yep.
But should be a good one. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones and talk to Paul in Allentown. Hey, Paul.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Great, Paul.
All right. So, the Phils, I'm not too concerned about the Phils right now. I mean, with Sanchez, his numbers are right up there. Did you see where, his stats lately?
Oh, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball numbers.
12 strikeouts
as what we see. Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah, I mean,
he's like Rescubel, right?
It'll probably be him and Skeens 1 and 2 for the side in the National League, I would guess.
I was talking about somebody.
Oh, for lefties. Him and Scooble are probably the two best lefties in baseball.
Yeah,
I agree.
And he's got a much better win-loss record than Skeens.
Everybody does. They don't score for them. That's a little unfair.
Doesn't factor in anymore. I get your point, though. I mean, DeGrom won a Cy Young, I think, with 9 wins. So
it's insane how they don't score for him.
Oh, it's wild.
Never seen anything like it.
Well, Cole, remember back in the day?
Oh,
they
God,
used to
yeah,
never
Cole,
score
yeah,
for Cole.
No run
but,
support.
Yeah, Paul, Sanchez is absolutely unbelievable.
And we have the hits leader. We have the home run leader. I mean, I'm not concerned. I know they're just stats, but at the end of the day, I'm pretty confident. Even without, obviously we want Wheeler, but, hopefully it gives them motivation.
I think that's it. Yeah, John, you talked about that a lot yesterday. I think
that's the hope.
It's not just the hope. It's like the only way the Wheeler injury can at all be a positive is if it galvanizes them. Yeah. Otherwise, it's only a negative. Like, there's no way to
split.
You can't replace him. It's a loss. We know how great he is in the playoffs, period. But, John, your point yesterday, I think the only way this can actually be something that is not a negative is if they use this and say win it for Wheels.
It feels like this is something that they keep reinforcing within that clubhouse.
Yes.
Hey, we all need to
be a little better.
Not do too much more, but we can all elevate our performance just that much, just a little bit. If we all do a little extra pulling, not too much, because that's when you get yourself in trouble.
Sure.
If you try to do the Carson Wentz, so to speak, where you're trying to take too big a bite, trying to do too much, that's when just do your job to the best of your abilities and everything else should take care of itself. It's just a healthy approach.
Speaking of Carson, is he on anyone's roster this year?
No. Not yet. Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Fascinating
to see where it heads. Yeah. Does he go home and go fishing?
I mean, again, he got a lot of money. He's not one of those guys who, like, when you're talking about the guys who are hanging around, he will be, if he gets on a roster, a third quarterback somewhere. He doesn't have to. Like, let's put it this way. If I were Carson Wentz, I would definitely take my money and go home, personally. But that, people are built different and whatever. But, it's wild, Paul. Paul, you got an answer for us for a color and a title?
Absolutely. Rest in peace, Ozzy. We got to go with your original band, Black Sabbath. And if the band itself doesn't count as a title, their debut album's first song is named Black Sabbath. So we got to go with Black Sabbath.
That's perfect. Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath. That'll work.
So I was not a big Ozzy Osbourne fan, which I know will not shock
you.
But I thought what was cool was...
Wow, man, ripping on the dead, Rhea.
No. I'm actually about to say something really
cool.
The British Guards that are outside Buckingham Palace, they did a Bugle tribute. Like, what's his most well-known song?
Well, he had a few. Crazy Train, Iron Man, Paranoid.
I have to think of it, but they did it.
Well,
outside,
so I saw a few of those.
Really cool.
So the funeral procession, the brass band that was out leading it did Iron Man during the procession, and it was powerful, honestly. It's one of those, you know, as they're leading. Yeah, yeah. It was, and there's so many people showed up. Yeah.
Paranoid. That they did Paranoid during the changing of the guard. It was really cool.
Yeah, no, it's a great song. 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni. Nick was on with the afternoon show yesterday. We've talked a lot about the up and down training camp, what kind of deal it is. Here's Nick yesterday talking about training camp.
To enforce, you know, reinforce all your habits that you want to take with you throughout the entire season. So there's obviously things that there's ups, there's downs. When you're the head coach and the defense looks good, the offense it might not have had a good day and vice versa, right? So, you know, it's a lot of ups and downs. It's a lot of getting things corrected. It's a lot of reinforcing your habits. So anytime you're in the middle of the process, it's a good thing. So we're getting better as days go on, and we're fixing mistakes, and that's the goal of training camp.
Yeah, John, I that doesn't sound like, and look, Nick never gives anything to the media, but I don't get the impression that Nick is super concerned the way a lot of people have been concerned with what they've seen in training camp.
He does not sound concerned.
Correct, yes.
He's talking about fixing mistakes. They're focused on the guys who are, you know, playing and getting the reps. Right now, those are guys who are fringe players. And what we're going to see in this game on Friday are a lot of fringe guys. And we're going to see if they can make tackles, because they're going to be doing everything they've never done before. These guys who play are going to be asked to stretch their own comfort level a little bit, and do things like, you know, cover kickoffs, cover punts. There will be many mistakes, and it won't always look like polished football. But that's exactly what these coaches need to see, the down and the dirty of it. And a couple of these guys might actually make the team. But
yeah,
only a couple.
Absolutely. Yeah, and look, again, I do think the cornerback thing is interesting. It'll be interesting
totally.
To see if we see guys
and the edge,
on Friday.
The edge rushers, fascinated to see.
I mean, those are important. I said this yesterday, John. What do you make of this concept? Because we both agree that DeCamera has gone over the top with his concern with the guys that they lost on defense. You and I have a lot of faith in guys like Moro Ojoma and Jahad Campbell potentially being a starter and all these type of things. Mm-hmm. I think bigger concern as training camp has gone on, if you're going to have a roster concern, I think it's with the guys who replace those guys. It's the level of depth after, like, the Moro Ojoma becomes a starter now. It's Gabe Hall, you know, wherever that next guy is. I think those are the spots where we don't know what we're going to get, and there could be questions.
Yeah, that's a good point. But those are guys who they've sort of been through the process. You know, they are here because Howie and company know that they fit. And that's a huge part of what makes our team so special. You know, they address the character, they address the personality, they address the interconnectedness. We're bringing
big time.
We brought in another
Alabama guy. Yeah.
Guy, another teammate, another former teammate of half of our team. So this is just another level of interconnectedness, and another example of how we continuing to set the world on its ear and on its head, and make sure everyone else knows that they need to be following our example.
Well, this is really interesting you brought this up. I wasn't going to play this audio now, but Dan, let's do the John Machie audio, because he was asked about what it's like here, and ultimately it gets to, you know, everyone's cool, but you can hear it. He brings up the Alabama thing in terms of comfort here. Here's John Machie yesterday about, you know, coming to Philly.
Yeah, it just feels like home. You know, the locker room just feels like home. The Alabama guys, the Georgia guys, the guys like Jahan and the Penn State guys, you know, just all, really everyone. It's not necessarily just SEC or just everyone. It has a really good feel.
Nice job by him bringing it back around. I mean, like, it's everyone. But you can tell, like, right off, he's like, the Alabama, Georgia guys, like, this feels comfortable to me. Like, I know these guys. I know Devontae. I know this. I know, you know, I think.
Why didn't teams think to do this sooner?
It's fascinating. It's fascinating. Now, I think part of it could be that there has become the way the conferences in college have gone, where the SEC has become so stacked, where it is such a stronger conference.
Well, look at how he didn't do it for years, ones. And he finally got hip
well,
to it.
Well, that was a mistake. Yeah. But I do think mistake. It's also you can get more and more. Like, I think you have a better chance. There are higher and higher draft picks coming from smaller schools, or a smaller amount of schools, if you know what I mean, potentially. Where it's, you know, because the SEC is so stacked, you're going to draft even more SEC players en masse, possibly. I don't know. I'm trying to think of why this has never happened before, because it seems like such a smart thing to do. A, you're drafting players from the biggest and best colleges, and B, you're putting guys together who know each other, are comfortable with each other, who've worked together before. Like, it does seem like something that is logical, John.
It just makes so much sense, almost too much sense, and it really is groundbreaking. I've never seen or heard of this. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe someone has done this.
No, I don't think so.
I just think we should thank our lucky stars, because we've got a forward-thinking group, and that's always been the case here.
Oh, big time.
That you've got Jeffrey Lurie, who heads everything up with a groundbreaking mindset, I guess. He wants to challenge convention, and that has put us ahead, so far ahead, and we should be very thankful.
Yeah, and they're just functioning at a really high level as an organization. You know, it's not just Howie, it's not just Nick, it's everything. It's the drafting, it's developing, it's the, you know, just top to bottom, like obviously the coaching, the players, the who they bring in the building, the culture they're setting, the type of players they draft. Like, it's just everything. Like, it feels like they've found this level of function, you know, and they're just functioning at this really high level, top to bottom, and everyone's working together, and this whole collaborative approach that we always hear about, it feels like it's really all coming to fruition. And yeah, John, we're really lucky right now to have them firing at such a high level as an organization. 215.
I think it seems just better, like, because I'm not like exactly where you, I mean, they do, they have a great culture, it's been proven, but it seems so much better based on the dumpster fire that is Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
And, you know, I don't think things are so great with Washington either,
yeah,
by the way.
We haven't talked a lot about it. The McLaurin thing is still going.
They basically told their running back, yeah, we're done with
you. Well, Brian Robinson might be gone.
And I don't think Jaden Daniels will last the season.
Injury
reason. That's the only reason.
He's
super talented.
He's slight of build, and he's dangerous with his body.
Yes.
And also, look, I think there's a chance for some regression before he leaps again. I mean, we've seen it the last few years.
Sure.
I mean, whether it's Jordan Love or C.J. Stroud or Jalen Hurts from 2022 to 2023.
100%.
We've seen so many of these guys bust out onto the scene and then take a step back once the league gets a book on them, plans for them, game plans for what they do, watches their whole year of work and all that. So Jaden Daniels is going to have to get better as well, and it might take time for that. I do think there is the potential. Yeah, we haven't talked enough about what's going on in Washington. 215-592-9494 coming up in a few minutes. You're going to hear something from the broadcast last night. Someone we love getting a shout out. It's pretty funny. That's coming up in a minute. Let's talk to Gary in Southampton. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how you doing? It's Gary, Jimmy. How you doing?
Oh, Gary. Oh, the name is wrong on there. How you doing, pal?
Good. How you doing? Rhea, how you doing?
I'm good, Gary.
Gary, what's up?
All right, great. John, I called about you, or ask you a question. I'm doing the game on Friday night, you know, for NBC. I'm on the field. Rhea knows what I do. And I wanted to find out from you what matchup, or, you know, I'm not, this game's going to be so boring, but I wanted to catch what matchup that you would think I should, you know, go and look at. On Friday.
Yeah, who you zeroing in on? Now, Gary, to be fair to John, it's hard to know who's going to play on both sides of the ball. So, but, you know, I would assume the defensive side will have more players playing than the offensive side, just off the top. John, forgetting the matchup with the Jets, because we don't know who the Jets are going to play, who are just a couple players you think will be out there that you're keeping your eye on? I would assume Jacorian Bennett's probably a guy.
I think Jacorian Bennett and the edge guys who we need to depend on, Azeez Ojulari, potentially. Patrick Johnson, who's been banged up and hasn't had all the reps he needs. Josh Uche.
But Patrick Johnson's made O'Shawn some plays
Mathis
in the preseason, too.
Has made plays. Yeah. Patrick Johnson. Vic Fangio talked about how he needed to get more reps coming off the edge. That number 45, look for O'Shawn Mathis. What's that?
How about this new receiver?
Yeah, sure, Mechie.
Yes. You got to assume he's going to make the team. They brought him in for a reason. I'm wondering if he will play. Remember when we brought in Ja'Corian Bennett, he didn't play immediately in that first preseason game. I do expect him to see in this one. I wonder if they will play Mechie. But, yeah, for sure, if he's going to be out there, that would be fascinating to watch and see what he has. But right. I think more you need to check out the cornerbacks, the edge rushers, and enjoy the Mechie experience if he's out there. I think there's a chance he will not be.
Understand.
And okay, and great. What about and I continue to wait and hope on the Ben Van Sumeren front. Let's see if we go any.
He was out there a couple times last game.
Yeah.
Offset.
And let's see if they utilize him, throw him the ball. Potentially, I don't know why in the world they would draw any attention
exactly.
to the fullback.
No, I agree with you. There's no upside to it.
No.
Look,
no.
I think Ben Van Sumeren is making the team, and I think he is going to be part of this offense. I don't know how big, I don't know whatever, but like they are going to do some stuff with him.
They sounded excited about Ben Van Sumeren.
Dude, Jeffrey Lurie had not been on WIP for 30 years.
My favorite part of that.
And, but for real, and he, we didn't ask him about it. It's not like, Jeffrey, what do you think about
the fullback? Hanging up. Hold on,
we were
hold
like,
on,
Jeffrey,
John.
See you later, pal. And he's like, hold on, I have to say something to John Ritchie. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think he does that if they're just never going to use it. Like, that would be taking the whole, smokescreen stuff to a whole new level. I'm just going to mess with everyone. Like, it just feels weird. I think they are going to incorporate Van Sumeren. I think he's going to be a part of the offense in one way or another.
Ben Van Sumeren is, like, the most athletic fullback of all time. If he ends up playing fullback for this team this season, he can do things that fullbacks can't normally do. He's a 4.3 in the 40 guy. This is what Jahad Campbell can do. This is what Zach Bond. Zach Bond's not even that fast.
4.3 is the wide receiver fast.
Special,
that's the point.
Yeah. Special like, wide receiver.
I don't. I've never heard Zach being that fast.
Yeah. Fast wide receivers special. Run 4.3s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Gear, you got a answer for us?
It. Yeah, I do. How about Goldfinger?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, there you go.
It's a good answer. Goldfinger, absolutely.
Awesome one.
Yeah, yeah. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to our buddy Ken in Cinnamons. And hey, Kenny.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Great, Ken.
John, a lot of people, I'm sure you know this, but a lot of people don't. Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, is actually the furthest northern advance of the Confederate Army during the Civil War.
Yep.
I did not know that. Wow.
Yes, they kind of bivouacked out in Mechanicsburg outside of Gettysburg before they wound up moving down to Gettysburg, actually, where obviously something historic.
I feel
happened.
Like Mechanicsburg
wow,
should be
Ken.
Wearing that as a badge of honor more. Like, we
I
didn't
so.
Break. Like, they should have a big thing of Gandalf there that says, thou shalt not pass!
Yeah.
You know?
Gandalf.
Had to.
I think they heard John Ritchie coming and they got nervous and they took
That's
off.
That's true. That big bruiser was going to start running in it. They've got their muskets and Ritchie's just running his forehead into people, knocking them out.
The Harrisburg. I mean, no,
can you imagine, though, like in 1840, whatever, 43 or 44, and they see John Ritchie running at them fully padded up? They have no idea.
Be quite frightening.
Then they just use that musket and put
they
me down.
They'd have to do the, like, clean it out, do the whole thing.
That's
you
true.
Would be knocking people out. They're cleaning their muskets. They wouldn't have a chance.
1863, but you were close, James.
60. I don't know why. Excuse me. I meant 63. Yes. Excuse me.
So
I'm tired this morning, Ken. Give me a break.
You should be tired every day. You get up.
I am. Yes.
I have no problem.
I was actually. Can I just tell you why that happened? So the clock said 7:43 in that moment. I was looking at the clock as I said it. It's 44 now. Anyway, go ahead.
I have no problem with Rob Thompson taking Sanchez out last night and putting a Ryan Kirkring in. My problem, if anything, would be a Ryan Kirkring, doing his job when you put him in there. But he's been he's been good for the most part. So, you know, every now and then you're going to have those nights, especially when you get frustrated because you're getting the umpires kind of make the strike zone as he goes along. So,
He also really missed the strike zone badly last night.
Well, he'll do that sometimes. He didn't hit anybody, so that's a good night. And look, I first of all, JT Realmuto is just a stud. Okay, and I don't think we give that guy enough praise, but
we don't. All the time we talk about, oh, JT, he's getting old. Why can't he hit? And then every once in a while, something like last night happens remark about how
Early
how
in the season he wasn't, but he's been very good since June 1st.
He's able to be an offensive factor.
He's been great.
While catching every single day.
It's just we have to see it in the play. It's like with all these guys who are, you know, bottom of the lineup guys, and he's not bottom of the lineup, but you know, Ken, it is what it is. Like until it's the playoffs and he's coming through, people are going to have doubts about it. But I'm with you. JT's been awesome. And look, I mean, not great for the Phillies themselves, but I mean, can you think of two more recent better I mean, obviously, Kyle Schwarber may be the greatest contract push we've seen in Philadelphia history. But JT, too, like neither of these guys is making it easy on John Middleton right now.
So, and you got to wonder because, you know, JT, obviously a free agent, is Zach Wheeler coming back?
Of course.
That makes a big deal.
Look, I think the JT thing is.
I think he's coming back.
Oh, I don't think he's going. I think if the Phillies want him, he'll be here. It's a question of what they want to be willing to pay him. And right now, Kenny's making it tougher on them for sure.
And then just a nod to Tom McCarthy and John Kruk last night on the game, because in that ninth inning when Cal Raleigh came up and, you know, they basically just sat there and let it happen. And it was so cool. Cal Raleigh and Johan Duran just kind of looked at each other when Raleigh stepped in the box. And Duran made no pretenses about what he was going to do. And to just sit there in silence on TV and watch him blow 102-mile-an-hour gas past Raleigh, who's obviously thinking about one thing, and just watch him wave at it. You have immediate visions in your head of this is late October, this really, really matters, and this is what you get. Like just this unfair guy faced up against the best home run hitter in the game right now, you know, man on man, and he just, I'm better than you. It was so cool to see, and Tom McCarthy and John Kruk did a great job of really not talking over it, just letting it unfold, and it was an awesome environment. I can't wait for October when we get to see them.
Ken, I think that is beautifully said. I agree with all of it. I think Tom has gotten so good at calling baseball games, and I think that's like something he's gotten so much better at, is like letting the game breathe and letting the moment. He's gotten so good at it. Like I'm with you. I think McCarthy is a phenomenal, he's, and obviously Crux blast.
Might even be better calling football games.
Basketball. He's unbelievable.
He does tons of Temple games, so I hear him a lot.
Oh, the tournament you hear him
all the
time.
Yeah, the tournament you hear him ton. He is just so talented.
He's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
I'm with you.
But he and Crux.
Yeah, they're great together.
They're so fun together.
Really, really good chemistry. And to your point, Ken, I that moment, that matchup, it felt big. Like, it felt like a big deal last night with Duran, runner on base, going up against Raleigh. Like, it just felt like the whole thing was a big moment, you know?
It was fun to watch. And, you know, it's funny because John Oliver, who I think is one of the funniest men on television, not everybody knows who he is, but they have a kind of semi-recurring bit of, you know, John Kruk quotes, where they'll play like, you know, four or five different things that John Kruk said this week during Phillies baseball games. He's becoming kind of a folk hero
hero. Yeah. No, and well, look, he should. He's hilarious. Ken, you got a color and a title?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a family tradition. We watch it every Thanksgiving while the turkey is in the oven. White Christmas.
Yeah, White Christmas, big answer there. I could do the song as well. All right, 215-592-9494.
Isn't that the absence of color?
That's a good point. Does white count as a color? I thought it is.
Yeah, black and white, they're colors.
Yeah, well, so wait, hold on. So if you put all the colors together, it's black, right? Or is that white?
I don't know.
It's one of the two.
I think white
or black
in the
crayon book,
is the absence of all color.
I'm pretty sure one of them is if you put all the colors together. Maybe it's black. That would make more sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
But Or I guess we let it pass.
I think white
counts
for today.
It's a great answer if white is a color.
I think white counts for today. I think for color and a title, it's a good point. We are literalists about these things.
Yeah.
I think white counts. White and black count for today. Now, the question is, like, rainbow. That probably doesn't count because rainbow itself is not a color. It is all the colors together, but it is itself not a color. I don't know. These are the things that we're discussing and that the beauty of
I bet your daughter thinks rainbow is a color.
Oh, does she ever, buddy?
Yeah, you try and run that by Zoe later today.
No, rainbow and pink are her two favorite colors, decidedly, definitively. Yes. So it's a really good
point.
Guess you're
we're
right.
Being ageist if we rule rainbow out as a color.
Zoe would not like that. You're right. If I, you know, that's a good point, John.
I think that we might be seeing
she is listening
people.
Intently, too, so she's probably sitting
oh,
there.
Really?
Yeah. No, of course not.
Well, maybe she's probably up and at them.
Oh, she's watching something way cooler on TV right now.
Yes,
it seems like they're moving things.
I just saw Vic
somehow.
Fangio walk by. That was a thrill, a real thrill. He went right in this tent. Right? Oh, no, not him.
It
he went
seems
right in
like,
this tent right there.
Okay.
Yeah, a second ago.
It was pretty cool.
Oh, he's right here. Is this him in the?
That's not Vic Fangio.
No, it's not. It's hard to see here. I did see him walk by.
It's drizzly.
It's drizzly here.
But as James said about an hour ago, the sun's coming up.
Yeah, that's not Vic. But Vic is somewhere around. I promise you I saw him. Yes. 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec. Speaking of broadcasts, we are very lucky with the Phillies. We have two unbelievable broadcasts. Obviously, Tom and Kruk, we were just talking about, are great. And whether it's Ruben or Ben, whoever in there, they do an awesome job. But we also have a great radio broadcast. We talked before about Scott Fransky nailing everything. And obviously, him and L.A. classic together. And
they're
last
so
night.
Good.
A shout out for someone we love dearly, John Ritchie, getting a shout out. John, did you know about this?
No.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, John Ritchie, you came up on the broadcast last night in a funny, interesting way. It's never come up on this show, surprisingly, either. Here is how it sounded last night.
August 19th, 2015, it's the end of an era of second baseman Chase Utley has traded the Los Angeles Dodgers in exchange for infielder, outfielder Darnell Sweeney and right-handed pitcher John Ritchie, a member of five National League East Division champs, two NL champ winners, and 2008 world champion.
Just read me again who the Phillies got for Chase Utley.
John Ritchie and Darnell Sweeney.
Isn't he a morning show host?
John Ritchie? Yeah.
I didn't realize we acquired him for Chase. I didn't.
Yeah.
I certainly remember the Sween dog.
He didn't pitch much.
Darnell Sweeney
went right to broadcast.
You think Richie cracks the mic every day, knowing that that's his legacy, that he was traded for Chase Utley, and he's got to live up to that? I mean, Utley was the man.
Do you know this? I mean, do you know what you have the legacy you have to uphold here?
I had no idea. This changes my. My perspective changes my outlook on living. I really did. I need to get my act together. Come on. Chase Utley. I am not worthy. Certainly. I had no idea. No clue. And I can't pitch. And I'm not sure which arm I would use.
Well, that's the funniest part about you. Yes. Yeah. You can't hit, can't pitch. You would be a disaster on a baseball field.
Yeah, but maybe
you could
with
catch,
some work.
You could, like, play the outfield or whatever really
catch.
Well, I think, yeah.
Maybe with some work I could learn to pitch, like, if I could get, like, one, like, a curve down or
well,
something.
Well, you are a natural lefty, so you would think if you could learn
that would
to
help.
Do, yeah, that would help. That's the point. Yeah, I think that you have that advantage of the, you know, lefty thing going, so.
You know, when I was a little kid, I could never understand why everyone said, like, you just used your fingers to throw the baseball. I see them just manipulate the baseball in such magnificent ways.
Yeah.
I never did that. It was always just
palm
the ball.
Yeah, sure.
So I think I still probably just palm the ball.
That's probably part of your issue.
Bad. Yeah, bad technique.
Yeah. But yeah, you were yet somehow you were traded for Chase Utley.
Correct.
I know. I'm a ball palmer throwing Ephus pitches and I got traded for Chase. Thank
Ruben
you.
Just told me that he doesn't even remember making that trade.
That is incredible.
I'm shocked it hasn't come up on the show at any point.
Is
over
it
the
real?
Year.
That so he didn't like misread that.
I don't know.
It was a real guy named John.
There's a real minor league reliever. I just pulled him up. His name is
how about that?
J-O-H-N. So spelled a little differently for. And his last name is R-I-C-H-Y.
We have it in front of us right now.
Never made the majors, but he was a minor league pitcher.
Oh, about that.
Holy cow.
University of Nevada Law. And a UNLV guy. How about that?
Yeah.
A third-round pick for the Dodgers from Colorado. His nickname is Jonathan Minoru Richie. I don't know why he's been over.
Wait, that's a nickname? Let me see that.
Yeah,
it does not seem like a
strange,
good nickname.
Right? That's a horrible nickname, Minoru.
A lot of times, you know.
It looks like it might just be his middle name.
Oh, that's got to be his middle name.
It says nickname on reference, though. Maybe he just didn't have a nickname, so they just put his middle name and full name
like
in.
Joseph A. Wechter Jr.?
Like Joseph A. Wechter Jr. No A, which is the funniest part of that. Or not a junior, right? That's what it was? Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Anyway, John Ritchie, how about that? I can't believe in all the years we've done the show together. I mean, we've talked about Bob Ritchie being Kid Rock. We've talked about Michael Ritchie being the bassist for
Kevin, or,
whichever it is, for Violent
Femmes.
I mean, whenever there is any sort of Ritchie connection, you jump on.
I claim Lionel.
I know.
And Lionel's got a different spelling of the last name.
I claim Lionel.
Yeah, I mean,
I love that.
He's mine.
I love Lionel Ritchie.
He's part of my
family.
Does
it everyone.
Who doesn't?
One of the greatest songwriters to ever live. Yeah.
The greatest story, and I sent this... James knows I sent it to him.
Yeah.
I did not know that he wrote Lady for Kenny Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's a great, John, you would love it. There, when he got honored, when Lionel Richie was getting honored, he got up and told the story of him asking Lionel to write him a song at his height. And Lionel told him he was too busy. And he says, and so Kenny says, well, it's going to be on a greatest hits, might sell 7 or 8 million. What time do you want me over? and they sang it together, and it was at, you could tell they had been friends for 25
that's
years.
Cool.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's
it's available on YouTube. I would definitely check it out.
Love it. 215-592-9494 if you want to call in and talk to former minor league pitcher John Ritchie.
Yes.
Once traded for Chase Utley. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Mike and Delco. What up, Mike?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike.
Good morning.
Morning.
How's everybody?
Great.
Amazing.
My main thing.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Just like the Eagles, like you guys said earlier, it's preseason. Nothing's really out there, and I think we'll be fine.
Well, we're gonna be outstanding. It's just the first month. We might get impatient, waiting for the outstanding, because a lot of the starters will not have training camp under their belts.
They were 2-2 last year, that's what happens these days. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately,
that's why we're great Eagles fans. We live and die by the cliff.
No, yeah, and look, I sit here knowing they won the Super Bowl 5 months ago, or wherever it is, and just knowing how Jalen Hurts goes about his business, how Nick Sirianni goes about his business, how Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, A.J. Brown, like, pick a player. You know, we know these guys. We know how they work, how they think, what they're driven by. I find it hard to believe that they're going to just come out and not be good this year. I can't get there with the, because they're having a bad camp, that they're going to be sloppy or they're not going to be on top of things. Like, I trust these guys too much.
And what the bad camp concept, our defense looks ahead of schedule, compared to where I thought they would be, aside from the outside cornerback spot. You know, the edge rushers, who I didn't know very well, I do think some of the old heads have been more productive than I was expecting, and that's a positive. And then some of the young guys, like this O'Shawn Mathis has made some plays, and I think he's impressed people that, and I don't know. Who knows if he'll make it or not, but the edge guys still need work. And they are still out there practicing and rolling and getting better. The cornerbacks, they still need work too. When these positions become available in very short time, Howie's going to pick and choose the best of the best from other teams to come in here. I'm pretty sure. Assuming they still don't have the confidence in Jakorian Bennett, because he still hasn't done enough. I think Vic encapsulated it perfectly. Normally at this stage of camp, someone has separated. It's possible that we don't have the right guys here in camp right now because we haven't had that separation. And that's just very matter of fact. Vic speaks very matter of factly. What would cause Cooper? He was asked what would cause Cooper DeJean to play outside at cornerback. And he said, well, if someone doesn't get good enough at playing outside at cornerback, Cooper DeJean is going to be the fill-in-the-blank type guy wherever we need him most, because he really is that versatile. He's a luxury, and he's part of why I have confidence that this defense can be ahead of schedule. These young guys are voracious learners, and that's the way they've been brought in here. That's the way they've been brought up in the Eagles organization. 1% every day. Let's improve, coaches included. And I know they won't be here when the season starts. I know that they probably won't be where they need to be when the season starts either, because no one's playing.
Yeah.
Our guards aren't playing. Our receivers aren't playing.
Yeah, I think it's like less than 100 snaps the offense has played together, like all the starters so far. You know,
I mean, the first month, just like they've explained to us, it might be sloppy.
But you know what, too, Mike? Other teams are probably going to be sloppy as well, because most teams are doing something in the same vein as what the Eagles are.
Yeah, they're being smart with their players. And the fact of the matter is, our players are probably going to be more talented than the other teams that we face, and that can get us by in the first season. But as Rhea said, last year we were 2-2 after the first month. It's okay if you're not undefeated.
We wanted everybody
when
fired.
We enter October.
Yeah, that's true.
That's great. Yeah, culture's awesome.
Mike, you got a answer for color and a title?
Yeah, of course, the best one out there, Varsity Blues, college game.
Varsity Blues.
That's a really good answer.
No, it really is.
There's I like that.
I do too. I'm a varsity Blues guy.
Switched it around on us,
what,
man.
Second thing?
The Blues. Varsity Blues. It's unconventional.
It's a good
thinking
answer.
About it
it's a good answer. There are so many good answers left on the board. 215-592-9494. Best answer wins the prize. Again, just give us a color and a title. It could be a song. It could be a movie. It could be a TV show. It could be a book. Best answer wins the prize. All right, back to the phones in a sec. I mentioned this before, some audio from Rob Thompson that I know is going to annoy Rhea. I want to see how John feels about it. Look, we know that Topper is a get his guys back kind of manager, and I'm fine with that.
Sure.
You know, that's okay. I don't need him to rip people in public. But this answer on why he keeps rolling Jordan Romano out there, and look, I know it's a tough spot. He's not going to be like, DFA him, I'm with you. But this is just too much for me. Here's Topper on Romano.
You know, it's funny. I was looking at it today. He either shuts people down or he gives up two or three runs and you know, give a lot early in the season. But, and a lot of tough luck, too, really. You know, you look at last night, he gives up a jam shot, base hit, and then the guy fights him and fights him and fights him, and he leaves a slider in his wheelhouse and hits it over the fence. And it just seems like it's been one of those years, but still good stuff. He gets swing and miss when he's on. You know, and he's actually done a pretty good job at killing innings, coming in with traffic and getting out of it. So, I mean, I like him. I mean, I think
no, he's not.
Oh, my God.
His ERA in the August is around 17.
Yeah, it's over
so 17. He's not coming in and out of traffic and getting caught in it.
What a nonsensical
He's getting run over repeatedly.
What a nonsensical. Like, I get it. Support your players. But we have eyes. Yeah. We are watching the games. We are not morons. Like, I'm thinking about that drop where John's like, we're not morons. I'm not sure you aren't. Like, in this case, it makes me feel like Rob Thompson is dumb when he says stuff like that. And I know he's not. And I know he's just backing his guy. But John, going on about him like, well, he's making a lot of good pitches and really just getting unlucky and, you know, he's really killing some innings for us. Shut up.
There's a fine line, I guess, between
yes, good way to put it.
Supportive and being supportive of your guys and
not keeping it real.
Yeah, this went over that line. You've
You have 45,000 people in your ballpark, You've and the games are televised. There's a slight problem with that.
We all
Rob.
Know this isn't true. Yeah. And you, we're good fans. We follow the team. We watch every pitch, and it's not good enough when he's out there. I don't know what the deal is. Inside, what's the inside scoop? Maybe he just likes him as a guy. Maybe he's a good guy. I don't understand the reasoning. If it comes down to baseball, and I thought this was supposed to be about, you know, who's the best pitcher in that situation, the relievers who we've added, I don't know who I would choose him over.
Like, yeah, great point.
Like maybe he's that last guy, on my list.
Maybe that guy Nolan Hoffman who came in and pitched one inning and they got sent down.
Hoffman,
he's not even on the roster anymore.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he got sent back.
Yeah, that's
down.
My point. Like that's pretty much it. Like he's Romano's the bottom of the roster for me.
Romano's last, and it for whatever reason, Topper doesn't feel the same way. That does concern me. And he's the expert. He's the expert. I don't think I'm that far off and crazy if I say Romano isn't cutting it.
I mean, I think Romano should be gone. Like, DFA'd. He should not be on the roster anymore. Like, I don't even think he should be coming into these 10-2 games. Like, I think he should not be a Philly anymore. That's where I'm at with Jordan Romano.
See, I feel like he's very capable to fill in that role. Like, when it's a blowout game,
didn't he have, like, a 6 or 7-run lead that they brought him into and nearly blew it?
The best argument I've heard for keeping Romano around was what Ruben said to us a couple days ago, the idea of at least if he is on, he is better than Joe Ross or you know, pick your bottom of the bullpen guy. Like that Romano's best effort is better than those guys. Like I get that, but we never get the best effort. Like it's one thing if you would see it ever. Like we'll see a pitch where we'll be like, oh, that was a nasty slider. And that's it. Like it's not like he ever has outings where we're like, Romano was amazing. Like he's had a few quick outings. But like for the most part, he always gives up runs. He's always a problem, you know? At a certain point, you got to look at what actually happens and not the, like, well, that pitch he threw, his third pitch was really good. Did you see it? He really you know, broke one off there on that third pitch. No. Now, his other eight pitches were horrible, but that one pitch, I feel like that's what people are doing with him. The people, like most people are on Romano, but the people who are defending him, like Rob Thompson in this case, are pulling the, like, well, he threw a couple good pitches out there. It's like, it's crazy to me. Like, he needs to be gone. Like, Romano should be off this team.
Rob doesn't have to say that, but he doesn't have to say he's
exactly.
got some good stuff.
I don't expect Rob Thompson to come out and be like, hey, stinks.
Weaving in and out of traffic. No,
yes,
he's not.
No, I get it. I get it. Just say, yeah, he's struggling. Like, we're going to try and get him right. Whatever. Like, but, like, don't shine us on.
The issue here is that now I've lost a tidbit of trust.
In Rob Thompson, what he says. Yes.
Does he really believe that?
I hope not. I really, really, really hope not.
Because
well, John,
I'm very
remember,
confused.
Coaches and managers lie all the time.
I think it's mostly that, but
I
like
think he's trying
the point
to
is,
keep Romano's confidence.
I think he probably is too.
Salvageable.
I think so too. But again, you said it before. It's a fine line between pumping up your guys and have your guys back, and basically lying to your fans. Like it's a fine line. 215-592-9494, obviously, if you want to chime in on that as well. Or Thompson's decision. We haven't had other people who are upset about the Sanchez decision. Paul Jolovich was furious about it. Dan Wilson sent us these tweets. And by the way, you're listening to 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting through the Tasty Gig Studios from the Novogare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV, sales, service, parts, and accessories. Worst move of the year, period. A freaking joke. That is jolly.
I can think of 10 of them
that
were worse.
I was surprised.
He bunted
by
Sosa
that.
Last week. What are we doing?
I'm with you.
And left Lizardo in too long.
Yeah. Well, the Lizardo one might be the worst. I mean, we could go, but there are a few doozies.
And he left Lizardo in for what, 12 runs?
Yeah.
That was kind of bad.
Yeah. No. But
that last night was not.
No. I'm surprised Jolly went that far with it. What say you? 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Adam in Ardmore. Hey, Adam.
What's going on, gentlemen and ladies? First off, Richie, congratulations on the engagement.
Thanks,
wish you
Adam.
Best of luck. So I got a couple of baseball points questions and football points and questions. Baseball, first off, last night, loved the attitude of Sanchez when he was coming off the mound. You can read his lips. He said that was a strike when they gave him when he walked his last batter.
Yeah.
And, you know, that intensity is what we actually need, I think, from our pitchers, especially with Wheeler going down. And, you know, it was a great game last night. I still think we're one or two pieces away from actually helping. So that leads into my second part is, who do you think the Phils are going to bring up with the expansion starting September 1st? Are they going to do a bench player and an arm, two arms, or two bench players?
It'll definitely be at least one arm. It's more likely two arm than no arm. My guess is probably an arm and a bench player. I don't know. Obviously, Justin Crawford is the fascinating thing. But I'll give you another name that's interesting. Griff McGarry. Potentially, he has been.
Yeah, everybody's been saying all of a sudden.
Lights out.
Like he was forgotten about,
right? Yeah. And he has been used in the bullpen before. They tried to, you know, work him on that last year a little bit. I don't know. He's someone who at least has real stuff and can maybe come in September and show you something out of the bullpen. The Crawford thing, I think, Adam, is the thing that most people will think of. And I don't know.
Griff McGarry came up last.
No, he's never been up.
No, he's never been up.
Yeah.
But we've heard...
a lot about him. He's one of those guys who's a high top prospect, kind of fell off, injury, wasn't really good, has worked his way back to looking pretty good recently.
So Griff McGarry is now a...
Potentially. I think it's a potential name you could say.
We'd forgotten about him for, what, one, two years? It's
been a while.
And he had been in the grouping with Painter, right?
Yep. And Abel.
And Abel, that's right.
Yeah, so I think that's a name to look for. Crawford, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I think they could just bring Crawford up. He might play. They've been really weird about the wanting to play every day and all that. So, Adam, I think Griff McGarry is an interesting name to look at. And obviously, I think Crawford is the name we'll be searching to see if it's there. But I'm not sure, to be honest. You got an Eagles question, Adam?
Yeah, well, so a couple points.
We're up against it, so I need it kind of quick, Adam.
Yeah, sorry. So I'm looking forward to our linebacker corps. I'm looking forward to Mitchie playing, especially with Devontae. That love between them two is just like the love between Hurts and and Brown when they came together. And my movie that I wanted to sit there and say, I'm going to say The Color Purple.
Richie said it. You got another answer?
Clockwork Orange.
Oh, bad. Great pivot there. That is a big answer, both the book and
the
movie.
He was prepared.
He was ready. That was a great call. Adam, call more often. He's called before. It's a good call. 215-592-9494. Again, we're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Clockwork Orange, a great answer for a color in a title. So many great answers on the board. Best answer will win the prize at the end of the show. Give us a color in a title, movies, TVs, books, songs. 215-592-9494, talking Phillies and Eagles. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. Will Philadelphia's QB finally win the award? And what about a running back finally winning? Crown your champion in August. Will Philadelphia repeat as champions, or will someone dethrone them? Or parlay your division winner dark horses. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now. Because Futures Day is one day and one day only. It's Tuesday, August 26th. FanDuel Futures Day. FanDuel. Play your game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.